history tells us, even contemporary history tells us, that there are designing folks, intriguers, who would seek to control others, control the world. The failed League of Nations was established for that purpose. The United Nations was established for that purpose. All of these proliferating bureaus, as Reagan might have said, and think tanks in particular, you know, that's what you do. You use your wealth to create some kind of market dominance, disruptive innovation or disruptive technology. You create some kind of market dominance, and you have a lock on that sector of society. More and more, you know, the big box, between big box and technocracy, there is no small business, not in America anyway. The big box and technocracy, and there's a lot of overlap there in things like Amazon Go's store, for example, or Amazon's Go, the Amazon Go stores. Crossover, you know, you dominate that sector of the market and use the wealth that you're siphoning off of the community to create or to fund these think tanks and to influence folks, including in the halls of government. Rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. Most people just, I think most people in America would just rather be left alone. They are not interested in tirelessly trying to influence others. But, you know, like Edward Bernays said, public acquiescence is vital in these efforts. Governments, whether they – well, governments, whatever they are, he said, depend upon – acquiesce in public opinion for the success of their efforts. And in fact, government is only government by virtue of acquiescence. Because of the repeal of the Smith-Mundt Act, the National Defense Authorization Act now basically legalizes propaganda by the United States military-industrial complex and the complicit and compromised media industrial complex, the propagandizing of the American people. And really, speaking of Bernays, the guy who wrote the book on propaganda, literally, who better to point to? This is what's happening. Rather than look inside, rather than be cautious, we just seem to have lost our spine in America and our nerve and resolve. We've lost our history. We should be concerned. Thomas Jefferson, the Kentucky Resolutions of 1798, it would be a dangerous delusion were a confidence in the men of our choice to silence our fears. He didn't say elected officials or what have you. The men of our choice. It would be a dangerous delusion were a confidence in the men of our choice. Not just our enemies or those with whom we disagree or dislike. It would be a dangerous delusion were a confidence in the men of our choice to silence our fears for the safety of our rights. That confidence is everywhere the parent of despotism. Free government is founded in jealousy and not confidence. Free government is found in jealousy and not in confidence. I need to say, I need to mention a word of thanks, by the way, because I keep forgetting to mention the suggestion sometime back. I wanted to thank Curtis in Georgia. If you're listening, Curtis, thanks for the suggestion on the Webster's dictionary, the 1828 Webster's dictionary app. I mean, I don't know of anything that's useful to put on a phone, but that is incredibly useful. So thank you for that. That was a good suggestion. I appreciate it. So speaking of Webster's 1828, what is meant by jealousy? That passion of peculiar uneasiness, which arises from the fear that a rival may rob us of the affection of one whom we love, or the suspicion that he has already done it, or it is the uneasiness which arises from the fear that another does or will enjoy some advantage which we desire for ourselves. A man's jealousy is excited by the attentions of a rival to his favorite lady. A woman's jealousy is roused by her husband's attentions to another woman. The candidate for office manifests a jealousy of others who seek the same office. The jealousy of a student is awakened by the apprehension that his fellow will bear away the palm of praise. In short, jealousy is awakened by whatever may exalt others or give them pleasures and advantages which we desire for ourselves. Jealousy is nearly allied to envy, for jealousy, before a good is lost by ourselves, is converted into envy after it is obtained by others. Jealousy is the apprehension of superiority. Whoever had qualities to alarm our jealousy had excellence to deserve our fondness. Suspicion, fear, or apprehension, suspicious caution or vigilance, and earnest concern or solicitude for the welfare of honor of others, such as Paul's godly jealousy for the Corinthians. And then there's indignation. God's jealousy signifies his concern for his own character and government with a holy indignation against those who violate his laws and offend against his majesty. So this is perhaps what Thomas Jefferson meant by jealousy. So again, it is jealousy. Free government is founded in jealousy and not in confidence. It is jealousy and not confidence which prescribes limited constitutions to bind down who? Those whom we are obliged to trust with power. That's who. Bind down not the citizen. It is jealousy and not confidence which prescribes limited constitutions to bind down those whom we are obliged to trust with power. Our Constitution has accordingly fixed the limits to which and no further our confidence may go. Why are we so confident in anyone, let alone the men of our choice? Thomas Jefferson was certainly right. It's jealousy and not confidence. Free government is founded in jealousy. And it is jealousy and not confidence which prescribes limited constitutions. But there's no jealousy now. There is only confidence in America, or apathy and indolence. And as a result, what happens? Well, again, speaking of Thomas Jefferson, experience hath shown that even under the best forms, those entrusted with power have in time and by slow operations perverted it into tyranny. Thus, it is believed that the most effectual means of preventing this would be to illuminate as far as practicable the minds of the people at large, and more especially to give them knowledge of those facts which history exhibiteth, that possessed thereby of the experience of other ages and countries, they may be enabled to know ambition under all its shapes and prompt to exert their natural powers to defeat its purposes. That's what we should be doing, where we should be focused. Not with this confidence and apathy, just waiting to see what opinion America will be given by CNN at all. What's my opinion today? What should I think today? Or as Friedrich Hayek put it in the road to serfdom. The docile and gullible, who have no strong convictions of their own, but are prepared to accept a ready-made system of values if it is only drummed into their ears sufficiently loudly and frequently. It will be those whose vague and imperfectly formed ideas, it's the Muslims. It will be those whose vague and imperfectly formed ideas are easily swayed and whose passions and emotions are readily aroused, who will thus swell the ranks of the totalitarian party. You know, that's the rhetoric you hear on places like CNN. Well, you know, should we have a ban on Muslims? How about we have a ban on Saudi funding of radical studies, Salafist and Wahhabist studies at prestigious Ivy League schools like Yale University? How about we have a ban on that? Where are those sanctions? Let's quit being ignorant and myopic and short-sighted and foolhardy. How about that? I don't know about you, but I'm tired of this. I saw a promoted post by Union Pacific Railroad yesterday. I reposted on the Road Warrior Radio Facebook page. I'm not sure what the angle is, why Union Pacific Railroad spent money to promote an ad titled, or a post on the Union Pacific Railroad website titled, "Selfie Tragedy Forever Impacts Those Left Behind." It's a picture of three girls with a train in the background that ultimately ran them over. And the excerpt that I reposted from the article, first my comment, unbelievable, what does this say about contemporary America? And this is a sponsored post. And it, from one of the paragraphs, they were in their own little world, recalled John Anderson, train conductor, inside the eastbound Union Pacific train locomotive. Engineer Michael Anderson, no relation to John, blasted the train horn to get the girl's attention. No response, not even a flinch. So there's a train coming. They're on the tracks, taking a selfie with the train in the background. And I, like Andrew, or like Sebastian Maniscalco, can hardly say the word selfie. It makes me sweat. It's so – I feel like I lose brain cells. It's such a vacuous concept. Unbelievable. Like Sebastian Maniscalco says, you know, do you know how alone you got to be that you can't find anybody to take a picture of you? You got to – you know, I like the way he puts that. I want to get to a couple of things. Give you the situation. For instance, in Aleppo, I mentioned Syria's ambassador to the UN, Dr. Bashar al-Jafari. If you've heard him speak, you know what I'm talking about. He is very respectful, but he's a no-nonsense guy. He is apparently – Eva Bartlett interviewed him, I think last – what was it? Almost 2 Januaries ago now, to almost 2 years ago. And that was an interesting interview. Very intelligent, very well-informed, very no-nonsense. Anyway, we should probably get to a couple of these other clips. The phone lines are open, by the way. We'll open the phone lines, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. If you have any comments on this, I just, you know, it's unbelievable what's happening. You know, in other news, I cited the pop the popular science article, stem cells can regenerate the lens in your eye. Just wondering, getting back to yesterday's discussion about the dialectical conflict, colliding things together in many cases that shouldn't even be discussed. Should we pursue every technological advance possible? And technological advance, I say tongue in cheek, you know, or is there a limit? Is there a line? Is there a limit where conscience draws a line or the line? Again, getting back to the point, you know, science under the umbrella of religion, so to speak, of virtue, morality, and religion. This is good science, to use the scientific method of investigation. And really, ultimately, you know, many, including myself, would simply argue that science proves the reality of creation and the God of creation. Good science does that. Real science does that. There is order. Where does the order come from? Information doesn't just happen. Intelligence doesn't just happen. It's funny, you know, as evolutionists try to, again, these logical fallacies, as evolutionists try to say, well, you know, nothing exploded and created something intelligent, and it just happened. Meanwhile, unprecedented resources are applied to create the same kind of intelligence. If that makes sense, there is intent, there's direction, there's trial and error. There is considerable effort applied to make these things happen. Yet on a larger scale, this is on a very small, a very finite scale. It takes unprecedented resources to make something happen, to create on a much smaller scale something that may resemble what evolutionists describe as accidental. Again, the logical fallacy is uncanny and unfortunate, which again gets back to why we need to correct our thinking. Couple of reality checks that Ben Swan did that you should watch if you haven't. The one posted December 20th, reality check: if Assad is committing genocide in Aleppo, why are the people celebrating in the streets? Three facts the national media isn't telling you about the battle for Aleppo. Speaking of that, you should listen to Syria's ambassador to the UN, Dr. Bashar al-Jafari. Listen to him. Again, these are things that the national media is not giving attention to. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
My friend, yes, feel as their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell. All you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't want that use me stuff. I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
Welcome back.
My brother.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I mentioned Syria's ambassador, his remarks naming intelligence community operatives from several countries. And I really want to play that clip for you. We might play that today. We'll see if we have time. Let's go to the phones right now, though. And grab Renee in North Carolina. Renee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Well, you know that stuff you've been playing?
Mm-hmm.
If you need to take a day off, just put it on repeat because so that it can sink in. Because I think even in this genre, a lot of people are it's going past them. You know, we're heading toward a hot war. I mean, I hear a lot of people. I mean, the Muslim hatred is really ramping up. And let me tell you, I'm no fan. As a woman, you think I like what they do to those women? Hell no. But that does not give us the right to go make those women's lives even worse by bombing their homes and children. Oh, like that's going to help. You know, we have no logical thinking in this country. You know, I just, you know, I was listening to what you said, and it's just so wise. And maybe I can contribute something here, because like I say, it had to beat me in the face, my own life experience, because I was so indoctrinated. I was so aimed from an early age on who the good guys were and who the bad guys were and who I was supposed to trust and who I wasn't supposed to trust. And boy, it set me up to be a victim of the very people that my culture told me were the safe people that were going to look out for me and that I should trust. This jives exactly with what Jackson is saying. And the thing is, and I've done this test on a lot of people, and I win every time. I tell them, okay, I want you to picture in your mind all the people that have done you wrong. You got them? Yeah, yeah, I got them. And then I start going down the list. Are they black? No. Are they Muslim? No. And I keep on going, and I can see the smile on their face because, like you say, I admit it's because I'm who around and it's crimes of opportunity, you know, but in my life, who has done me wrong, and this drives, this is what Jackson said, it was the men all around him that he was warning you about. It happened to me every time. The thing is, and I go, are they white? And you can see them start to laugh. And many of these people, the same people that go on and on and on about other people.
Absolutely.
And hopefully
they're astute enough to get it, and they're not completely obtuse to the point. Yeah, but it's true. It's true.
And I'm embarrassed to admit, it took me because I would make excuses. Well, maybe I just picked the wrong person. Well, maybe it was really me. Well, you know, after enough times, you finally have to come to the realization, no, it's not me. It's not me. You know, and I look back in embarrassment at how long it took me. And so I'm sharing this because if it can help people see the truth. And what I'm saying is exactly what Jackson's life experience and all these other people you're quoting, they're saying the same thing. The enemy is within, and it looks like us.
Exactly. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Unbelievable. You know, it's all the same nonsense. It's the same MO every time. The Christmas market in Berlin nonsense. You know, what does that do? That has a tremendous psychological impact on people in Germany and around the world this time of year. You know, we see these things happening with increasing frequency and regularity on the world stage. 24-year-old Tunisian man named Anis Amri is the suspect. You know, these random acts that don't seem to fit any profile, don't seem to make any sense. You know, some guy reads something on the internet, researches making bombs, and then runs off, is able to hijack a truck, drive it into a crowd of people somehow for no apparent reason, except it fits Operation Gladio perfectly. So again, qui bono, who benefits, who has motive, who stands to gain? We need to be asking this question. Anyway, we're on the phones. Phone lines are open. We have Renee on the line. Renee, I appreciate your comments, and we actually need to jump back to the phones, and I really want to play the clip of Sirius Ambassador listing the actions of the interventionists and the naming the intelligence community agents in their respective countries. You have a final thought?
Yes. I remember this when they use women often as an excuse. I remember. Remember how they tried to use that as a reason for us invading Afghanistan? Because I do.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, did they ever help do anything to really help those women?
Exactly.
No. So the thing is, whenever like some people say, oh, yeah, they like to wave around the children as an excuse. They do that with the women, too. Okay? Mm-hmm. So the thing is, like I say, I disagree strongly with some of the stuff they do. It's wrong. But like I said, somehow try to uplift those people and convince them that these things are not right somehow in some other way. Like, I'm just saying, you know, that's not a good reason to go bomb people and make their lives, make them poorer. Their men often are angry. Sometimes they take it out on the nearest thing to them. When you do this, you're not helping those women. You're creating stress, and people often under stress, they're angrier. They take it out on people less powerful than them, and you're not helping them at all. You're making their lives worse.
Yep, absolutely. And this is a rinse and repeat model. If we're interested in helping women and children, that's fine. That's great. But wouldn't we? Hopefully, we're learning from the lessons of history in places like Yemen and Somalia and Iraq and Afghanistan and Libya and all of these places where this failed interventionist policy actually creates a political vacuum. And what comes in is worse, and so are the conditions, the resultant conditions for women and children better or worse? And at some point you have to ask the question, okay, is this being done on purpose? Because we don't seem to be learning lessons. In fact, it's the opposite. It's not just Al-Qaeda. Now it's ISIS, which is worse, and beheading people. And, you know, so how is it possible that with each successive regime change, what comes in is worse than anything we knew even before? Is that possible by accident? You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Yeah, well, like with these sanctions and stuff they do where they deny people food and medicine and lower their quality of life. This is kind of like a murder by attrition. I don't know if that's the right word or whatever. Where
genocide
you don't have
by
to
attrition, I would say.
You know,
yeah.
If that's what it is. It's like you don't even have to send anybody in or use the cost of a bullet. The thing is, there's a kind of covert genocide in all this. Remember that witch Madeleine Albright justifying those sanctions against Iraq and how all those children suffered? She turned out to be Jewish, I think. But, you know, it's all these powerful people. I don't care if they're Jewish, Catholic, Protestant, all these people that somehow, what is wrong with these people where they can rationalize and justify in their minds all this murder? You say, you look, and you said this, I think, yesterday, and I was going, yes, look at those pictures of Aleppo and stuff. Look at it close, and then try to take a moment and go outside your neighborhood and imagine you're looking at your house and your neighborhood that has been done to. And if it's not going to make you angry and want to strike back. They're stressing out these people. They're angering them because we're in the war business and you got to have conflict for war, even if you got to stir them off and hack them off.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, it had my turn. Thank you.
Thanks, Renee, for your remarks. I appreciate it. And that's also, you know, that obviously calls to mind the P2OG policy, the Proactive Preemptive Operations Group, the clandestine intelligence community's collaborative effort to go out and stimulate responses so we can draw the terrorists out. We go punch the world in the nose to, find a bully. That's kind of, again, wrongheaded logic, they might say, or logical fallacy. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Steve in California. Steve, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, add to your story on the Berlin attack. I'm reading a story here on Prison Planet right now. The headlines are, prison market attack, police searching for Tanzanian man after finding ID in truck, reports. Now, does that sound a little bit like what happened in Nice, France? For some reason, the criminals, these are either stupid criminals or these are all pre-planned. These are false flags because you bring your ID and you leave it behind to get caught. I mean, come on.
They're so smart that they can evade capture and, you know, detection by the intelligence community. The intelligence community is aware of them. American intelligence community is aware of them, but they're evading capture. He gets picked up in August and released. He's so smart he can do that, but then he's Googling how to create bombs and leaving his ID in the cab of the truck.
Yeah.
So he's so smart and so stupid. All really? I mean, that's just hard to imagine.
A last comment I want to make is that there's an article today where I guess Edward Snowden was interviewed, and he talked about fake news and how it's our duty basically to decipher fake news from real news. And basically, you do that through critical thinking. And he just said, basically, you teach critical thinking. And I like Michael Rivera's little motto, what he always says, look for what should be there and isn't. When somebody's telling you something, they're telling you that's a truth. Look for the evidence that backs up the statement to be a truthful statement. If it doesn't back up the statement as truth, it's a fallacy.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, that again touches on the subject of logical fallacies and the variations of fallacies. I want to get into that at some point because I think it's important. I don't think people are well acquainted enough. The fallacy of reification is one that is one of the biggest. By definition, a fallacy of ambiguity, which I think is, you know, touching on what you're talking about, when an abstraction is treated as if it were a concrete real event or physical entity, these things that are assumed or presumed as fact. And we see that happening all the time in kind of subtle inference, the nuanced propaganda of the mainstream press. You know, I think reification is one of the biggest logical fallacies that we see if we're looking for it. Anyway,
excellent show. Hey, thanks again.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Paul in New Jersey. Paul, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, I'd really like to hear from Renee in North Carolina. Maybe she should get a show on RBN.
She's pretty passionate.
Yeah, however, she always has a blame the wasps first attitude, and I find it very disingenuous because she's probably living in a white area or mostly white area in North Carolina, and then she's complaining about everybody who hurts her, has ripped her off in his life, in her somewhat insular world out there is a wasp, but she lives around wasps. You know, I was brought up in a multicultural New York, and half of my family members, it's, you know, three brothers and one sister among the six of us, have been mugged all by black males. And mm-hmm. I would argue that the largest terrorist group in the United States are black males. They're not wasps. And I suggest that she stop playing that game of blaming wasps first, when generally white Anglo-Saxon people as a whole are, first of all, they're not running the country now. Right, they've been displaced by Jewish power back in the 40s, and that's pretty well established by the likes of Kevin McDonald when it comes to foreign policy. Likewise, if you look at the FBI crime statistics, you'll easily see that blacks are 8 times more likely to commit murder, way, way more likely to commit rape and robbery. I think 80% of all robberies in the United States are committed by black males. So please stop being disingenuous. Go out in the world, maybe, and leave North Carolina. You might find something else. Now, as for who's benefiting and who's benefiting in the destruction of Syria, come on, don't be naive. Let's not walk around with blinders on. You just said a few minutes ago, qui bono. We know who's benefiting from this. Israel is. Israel is destroying their enemy that Israel has had it out for Syria since 2006 when they made their failed foray into Lebanon, and Hezbollah kicked their butts and sent them packing. And now the Israelis are getting even. They're getting their pound of flesh. And don't play naive. And Israel doesn't mind emptying out Syria and sending refugees to disrupt Europe either. Many Jews within Europe, so-called assimilated people, are leaders of the pro-refugee movements, as we see movements as in Jews for Refugees out there. So please, there is, as George Washington warned us, an artful and enterprising minority that is helping destroy the United States, and that is Jewish-led. Why else does every person running for president in this country have to go to AIPAC and kiss the ring of Jewish power? Notice they're not going, where do they go kiss the ring of WASP power, Renee? Where? Where do you see that? You don't see it. Are the WASP running the media, Renee? No, they're not. It's run mostly by Jews. So stop being disingenuous on this issue. We've got America's got a Jewish problem. We have Europe's got a Jewish problem. We have a Zionism problem. And because of them, and because of the disruption in the Middle East, because of their rule, and I will grant maybe a few WASPs going along and front men, right? But still, it's because of Jewish power and the Jewish media that gives the green light. Because of that, they've destroyed the Middle East and caused these problems. So please, stop being disingenuous. The fact of the matter is, we're living under a Jewish tyranny, and it's getting worse.
Well, I think the word Jewish is a misused word as well. And I don't even want to get off into that controversy right now, but there is no doubt. You know, you mentioned words from Washington's farewell address, a small but artful and enterprising minority of the community. And speaking of those folks, and the, you know, it's happening in the Trump cabinet as well. For those who would think him the, you know, the great hope of the and savior of the nation. It reminds me of John Spivak's article series titled Wall Street's Fascist Conspiracy, published back in 1935, and the subtitle was Testimony That the Dickstein Committee Suppressed. He mentioned that this, what Washington might categorize as small but artful and enterprising minority of the community and the global community at this point, these international industrialists and technocrats –
well, that's
the way he put it, he said it will be shown that a financial and economic class considerations rise above every other kind, including racial and religious ones. The anti-Semitic character of Nazism has been abundantly demonstrated in these pages. Nevertheless, this article he wrote and succeeding ones will reveal Jewish financiers working with fascist groups, which, if successful, would unquestionably heighten the wave of hate the Jew propaganda, which reminds me of, you know, Trump having Jared Kushner working with Steve Bannon and Michael Flynn and, you know, that kind of politically charged cauldron. It's the same discussion. So, I mean, to single out a moniker, I think, causes us to be myopic in a way that we shouldn't.
Yeah. But when you're citing industrialists, do remember that 30% of the billionaires of the United States are Jewish, right?
Yeah, so well, getting back to your point about crimes, right. WASPs versus blacks, the way that you – you know, phrase it, just to kind of touch on that for a second. I would categorize those largely as petty crimes versus large-scale white-collar crimes. And speaking of the billionaires...
Hold on a second.
Let me just say that explaining, you know, not that I'm a fan, but, you know, Kanye West has a valid point when he says of the 1,470 or so billionaires of the world, a handful or so are black people. And how many of those folks, like the Soroses of the world, for example, that create outlets for hate speech, I would say, that try to suppress legitimate free press and voice and try to combat ideological leanings that they don't find favorable. You know, these folks, his Open Societies Foundation is funding outlets to the tunes of millions of dollars in a way that the petty criminals can't. So, I mean, there is that aspect as well. Anyway, folks, stick around. We'll be right back after the short break.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, and you know, we're on the phones and speaking of this subject, we have Paul in New Jersey on the line. Paul, you know, just to kind of maybe finish that thought and then get your thoughts on it, your comments. Even Forbes magazine, I mentioned this story a few times this year, but in June of this year, even Forbes magazine published the story, these 15 billionaires own America's news media companies, and these folks you know, the Bloombergs, the Bezoses, the Soroses, the, you know, these same folks, Rupert Murdoch, you know.
Sumner Redstone.
Exactly.
Iger, Ryan Roberts.
Redstone, not so influential these days. Sheldon Adelson.
But his, you know, daughter, these, his daughter, yeah, his daughter's taken over, though.
Right.
So it's still in the family. It's still nepotistic. And
right,
the majority is still Jewish.
So
with their,
speaking of the black crime, it's interesting in a post-Clinton era particularly, you have these folks funding a number of think tanky organizations that write policy for groups like ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, legislation criminalizing intent and behavior of certain classes of society in many cases. Incidentally, also the same folks who are largely responsible for legislating and legalizing via that legislation the biggest drug problem in the country, the prescription drug problem, which is I think in North Carolina they just had a statistic, prescription overdoses are 3 times higher than gun deaths. And so that's the thing they're fighting. The documentary 13th did a good job of exposing that. But you have that and that whole what I would call a white collar crime syndicate where you're legislating that kind of stuff. You create a criminal population in America now that's several times higher than that of the world. You know, 5% of the population, 25% of the prison population. And you have legalized slavery of these folks. Now we're putting Made in America on products that are made by prison labor. And that's okay. You know, the Corrections Corporation of America has privatized a large contingent of this sector of society. And all of this is perpetrated by what I would call white-collar criminals who, by their actions, I think have a hand in the behavior of some folks. And that's not to say that any of it is okay. It's all crime, and whether it's petty or not, excuse me, it's not okay. But, you know, I think we just need to be a little more honest about that.
There's an element of truth there, too, as one of the many social pathologies in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
Because, but, and that was, you know, I'll grant that. That was part of the George Bush, you know, Afghani, you know, war. That was
yeah.
to get the heroin. I agree
yeah.
with that. Yep. And on that note, I just... But I had called saying about the issue about this WASP bashing festival.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reality is, and that's what I was trying to get about, Renee, we have to update our playbooks. The WASPs aren't running the United States now. They're dispossessed people. And they're
sure.
the minority of the elite now. They've been
but there
aside.
Are, right, but there are those folks, as you even mentioned from Washington's farewell address, the artful and enterprising minority, who are they? Hopefully it was informative, folks. That'll do it for today. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Truth.
Thank you.